with your Ag News. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have the details on the upcoming forecast, but first a word from our sponsor.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey looks at a state-by-state case of recent topsoil very short to short condition ratings in the Midwest for the period ending May 28th.
This topsoil moisture number focuses in on U.S. agricultural lands, so it is weighted a little bit more towards some of our big production areas, and that's one of the reasons for the sharp increase this week. Looking just at the Midwest, we see every single state in the Midwest with topsoil moisture rated at least 40%, very short to short, except Minnesota and North Dakota. Led this week in the Midwest by Michigan, 68%, very short to short. That's a 28 percentage point jump from last week. Missouri coming in 62%, very short to short, a 24 percentage point jump from the previous week. Other Midwestern states at or above 50%, very short to short, include Nebraska at 57% and Iowa at 50%.
Rippey says near to below normal temperatures and near to above precipitation will be in the weather forecast for much of the country during the period of June 7th through the 13th.
Taking a look at the 8 to 14 day outlook for the time period June 7th through the 13th, large parts of the country expecting near or below normal temperatures and near or above normal precipitation as we move into the June 7th to the 13th time period. There will be some exceptions, though. The heat that's currently over the Midwest looks like it will shift westward and become focused across the Northwest from June 7th through the 13th. There may be another area of heat developing across the Deep South from the Texas coast to Florida. Meanwhile, in terms of precipitation patterns, a lot of the focus recently has been on rain in the Great Plains. There, too, it looks like a bit of a westward shift in the focus for the heaviest rain. We could see some rather heavy showers and thunderstorms developing across the Intermountain West from June 7th through the 13th. The only area expecting below normal precipitation during that time period, a small area focused on the Great Lakes region, including parts of the Northern Corn Belt.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, with a look at your top Ag News headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.